I do want to mention that I got like a ton of feedback from people, most of it positive, Dan, about my little insane rant that I went on yesterday morning concerning Bon Jovi. But most of it was positive.
In your favor, meaning?
Yeah, in my favor, yeah. What wasn't people who were, you know, most of it was like, well, most, you know, almost everybody, even the people who disagree with me, thought it was funny, which is the most important thing. Whether they agree or disagree with me, that's fine. That's cool. You don't have to disagree with me. But if I made you laugh, that's cool. But now, Esmeralda, did you get the video I sent you from SNL?
I did, and I have seen that before.
You've, so. Of course. John Bovey?
Yeah.
The opposite Bon Jovi cover band with Will Forte and Jason Sudeikis? Better than the actual Bon Jovi, in my opinion. Those guys. Those two guys. But for some reason, I don't know, something just snapped yesterday morning, Dan, when you played that damn waiting on a prayer or living on a prayer. Living on a prayer. No. Yeah, right?
Living on a prayer.
Okay. See, I was about to say like a prayer, but that's a good song. That's by my future ex-wife, Madonna. Oh, man. Hey, Esmeralda, you're not. Nobody. Am I the only one who's watching the Johnny Carson reruns?
Yes. No. Well, they're on. I'm at work, so.
Oh, that's right. You get here earlier than I do. Yeah. And I watch it in the morning when I get home. I have not been able to find a replacement for Craig Ferguson. My routine before Esmeralda, before Craig left the airwaves about a year ago, a little over a year ago, when Craig was on, I would get home. First thing I would do, I would get home and I would chill out on the couch. And I would put on the Late Late Show from the night before. And I would every morning I watched Craig. And there's been a void in my life.
Could you just watch the Celebrity Name Game?
I do. I do watch that, but it doesn't quite fit.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same. So now I've been watching Johnny Carson when I get home from the night before. So that's pretty great. Oh, Join or Die, the new Craig Ferguson show on the History Channel, starts February 18th. And they're starting to show clips from it. They're starting to put stuff online. I can't wait for that. Join or Die on the History Channel is Craig Ferguson's new show. And it's a panel discussion show. And it looks fantastic. I've already liked it on my Facebook page. They've got a Facebook page. You should check it out, Esmeralda.
Also, what's going on with his beard? He has a beard now.
Yeah, he grew a beard.
I don't like it.
I like whatever he does.
If he told you to jump off a bridge, would you?
Absolutely. If he dressed up like Lancelot Link, I would be very impressed with that. By the way, Esmeralda is now, Dan, you'd be pleased to know that Esmeralda is, I believe, relatively obsessed with Lancelot Link.
I looked up, there's a t-shirt I want. I found a DVD set that I might buy, maybe. I think I can find them all on YouTube, though. So.
I'm sure you can.
I did watch an episode today.
Now, see, here's the thing. For those of you, we were talking about getting old and feeling old on the show yesterday morning. And I had a list of 30 things that were turning 30 in 2016, and I read a bunch of those, and we all felt old. And Lancelot Link came up. And for those of you who don't know what Lancelot Link is, people who are around my age, I'm 50, we know what Lancelot Link is. Lancelot Link was this live-action show. It wasn't animated. It was a live-action show with real chimps in, like, human costumes. And they had voices that were provided like cartoon, voiceover cartoon voices. And the chimps, and if I remember correctly, they put peanut butter in the chimps' mouths to get them to go, fnaf, 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 so it looked like they were talking. And then they would, Lancelot Link was like a secret chimp. He was an agent. And they would go on adventures. And this was considered, you know, proper television for children in the late 60s.
I've already turned two people onto it.
I'm glad that I'm able to pass it on to people who are younger than me. Because Esmeralda, you're 18 years younger than I am. So you were not around, and Dan was not around, to experience the majesty of things like Lancelot Link. So I'm glad. First of all, I'm glad that you like it so much that you want to decorate your house with Lancelot Link material.
Well, there's in the intro, there's these shots that look very Banksy.
They do. Yes.
Of Lancelot on a phone and just kind of staring off in a bowler hat. It's very Banksy looking.
It is.
So I thought they looked really cool.
Well, you know, I will say this. As crazy as the shows were in the 60s, you know, 60s and early 70s, the stuff that I grew up on, visually, they're pretty damn striking. Like, even the weird stuff that Sid and Marty Krofft did, you know, your H.R. Puffin stuff, your Sigmund and the Sea Monster and your Lidsville and stuff like that. You can grab any one image from those shows, including like anything on the sets, the costumes. They're very visually striking. Now, the shows themselves are kind of inexplicable and weird and sometimes disturbing. But yeah, no, that opening, the opening credits with those images. Now, you just want like a frame of that. Like, you want Lancelot Link on the phone framed in your house.
Yes.
And, of course, Jim Hankey, who listens via podcast. Jim Hankey is our vinyl guy, one of our music dudes, who helps book many of the musical guests that we have here on the show. And we thank him for doing that. But Jim comes in from time to time. He's a regular listener to the show, big fan of the show. And he, of course, put a link up on my Facebook page where you can get the Lancelot Link Evolution Revolution album. Because Lancelot Link, of course, was in a prog rock band. called the Evolution Revolution. And that album is available, and you can get it for as cheap as $20 on vinyl, Esmeralda. I sent you the link as well.
I might get it.
You know, there's going to be a spike. This is so funny. In the Chicago area, there's going to be a huge spike in Lancelot Link merchandise. Like the Lancelot Link, you know, foundation or whatever is, you think there's a Lancelot Link foundation is going to be going, look at the numbers in Chicago. What the hell is going on in Chicago? Why are we suddenly selling Lancelot Link albums and posters and T-shirts? Why are we selling them at 3 o'clock in the morning? What is going on? Why is our YouTube channel suddenly number one in the Chicagoland area? How is that possible? And it's all because of Esmeralda Leon. She's single-handedly going to... Maybe they'll do a new Lancelot Link.
It won't be the same. Never.
You need the same chimps?
No. I just, you know, probably the same style.
Yeah.
They can't do that.
How long do chimps live? Do they live as long as humans? They do, don't they?
They get pretty old.
Yeah, they get real. Oh, yeah. No. The chimp who played Cheetah in Tarzan just died a few years ago. And he was like 70-ish or 80. And he was the chimp who played Cheetah, because I had the guy on who had a campaign. Do you remember this, Dan? Was he on with us?
He wasn't on with us, but I know that he was on your weekend show.
When Andy was producing.
Right.
This guy, you'd love this, Esmeralda. I'll tell you about it after we come back from commercial. But I had a guy on who led a campaign to get a Hollywood Walk of Fame star for Cheetah, the chimpanzee who played Cheetah in Tarzan.
I was going to say, it wasn't a poker-playing chimp, because I've encountered that one.
All right, hang on. We got a break. Remember, that's a tease. That's what we call a tease. For all your chimp talk, tune into WGN. That's why our podcasts are so big. That's why they're so popular, because we talk about chimpanzees on a regular basis. That's what it is. That's why people like this show. That's why our ratings are so good. More chimp talk, don't you think, Dan?
Set your dial.
Throw some orangutan in there.
Throw a couple of orangutan in there, and that's good too. But and I know that the guys like Foot Cheese and those guys can hear this, and I bet that they're going to steal this and start talking about chimpanzees tomorrow morning when they come in here at 5 this morning. All right, we have to break. Can you tell a guest couldn't be here? Oh, man.
Lancelot Link and the Evolution Revolution.
Yeah. Now, Dan, is there a video accompanying this? Is there? I'm assuming, I can't see it, but I'm assuming that the camera is zooming in and zooming out, like they're focusing in and focusing out, and the cameras are on an angle and stuff.
There is a lot of quick cuts.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's their big hit. What's that called? That was their number one smash.
Superstatic Instamatic.
Superstatic Instamatic. I believe number one in New Zealand the year it came out. Because, you know, chimpanzees are big in New Zealand, as they are clearly here in America. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Dan Shugrue producing and Esmeralda Leon is in the newsroom. And Esmeralda now currently obsessed with Lancelot Link. Now we do have to break again for the news here in a second. But what you said you saw, Esmeralda, you said you saw a chimp playing poker?
Well, when I used to work with Jonathan Brandmeier,
he
had on a poker playing chimp. And I was a assistant producer, so I had to deal with guests and stuff. So I had to welcome the poker playing chimp into the green room, and he latched onto my hand.
The chimp hung out. You hung out with the poker
because he wouldn't let go. So I wasn't about to try to unhinge my hand from him.
So I don't understand. Did he win money?
Yeah, he was. They were trying to get him. Like he would hit the table and stuff. And
oh, for when you wanted to hit,
right. So I forget exactly why they were having him play. It was, I think like they had to get money for the poor thing to be somewhere and things like that.
What?
This whole spectacle of it, I guess he needed a place to live permanently.
Oh.
And so they were going around and getting
he
money.
He was a hobo
way.
Chimp?
Well, I forget exactly what like his backstory was. What's but the whole thing was
the backstory on the poker playing chimp.
But it was really funny because I remember all the sales girls had come in and were just fawning over this chimpanzee.
Chicks like chimps.
Yeah, no, and he liked the girls. He liked the ladies.
Of course they do. Wow. All right. Well, there you go. Can you find that on Bits of Brandmeier? Is that somewhere on
Probably.
Probably. All right. Well, we have to break. We got the news coming up. We'll talk a little. Hey, if you've got an Elvis song that you love or an Elvis moment, it's Elvis's birthday. Would have been 86 today. 312-981-7200. All the regular features coming up later as well. We got a break here and then the news.